Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, I'm going to demonstrate how to import an existing database into Azure SQL. Now, I'm going to make it look pretty easy. I've practiced this a couple times, and I'm using a very simple database example. However, there are many considerations for migrating from your existing on-premises SQL Server installation into Azure SQL, and this hyperlink that you see on your screen right now will take you to this great article that will talk about not only how to plan for and some of the gotchas regarding moving a database from SQL Server to SQL Azure, or Azure SQL rather, and then also we'll talk about some of the tools that you can use to actually perform it. There are many different ways to do that migration. Now, I want to point out that in addition to the size or the amount of the data that you're going to try to export, which should be a consideration, also the complexity of the database, the features that you used of SQL Server 2014 or 2012 or whatever, need to be considered in light of the fact that Azure SQL doesn't have a full feature set yet that you see in SQL Server. So you might have to reduce some of the complexity, not use some of the commands, some of the T-SQL maybe that you have in stored procedures. So I would just refer you again to that paragraph and then look at the steps to plan a migration. Now, as far as the tools that we're going to use to actually do the export then import, we're going to use this first approach, Azure SQL Database Import and Export Service. So let's start by taking a look at a database that I created here locally on SQL Server Express 2014. The database is called Bob's Migration Demo, and I have two tables, a customer table and a sales table. And just to show you that there's really data inside of here, I'm going to paste in a quick query that grabs both the customer information and the sales information. So it looks like Stephanie Buckley has purchased from our company 9 times. Here are the total amounts of each sale and the date of those sales. Okay, and so what I did, I just created two very simple table structures. See here, and then here's a sales table. And then I use this tool from Redgate called SQL Data Generator, and it will create dummy data. I almost had to do no modifications to whatever it perceived the kind of information. It just looked at the column headers and said, oh, you want a first name? I can generate first names. Oh, you want a last name? I can generate last names. You need an address? I can generate addresses. So by keeping the names kind of normal, the SQL Data Generator was able to automatically say, hey, okay, I can create 1,000 rows, I can create 100,000 rows for you, what do you want? And then you make those adjustments, and then it will insert all those records. But at any rate, at this point, I have a database. Let's suppose that I've been using this on my own local installation here within my organization, and now I want to move up and gain the benefits of Azure SQL. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna right click on the database and select, go to tasks, and then go to export data tier application. All right, and now I'm going to tell it where I wanna save it. So let's browse. I'm gonna put it out on my, documents directory. I'm just gonna call this Bob's Migration Demo. And it'll automatically add the file extension backpack. Click save. And under the advanced, if I had multiple tables and so on, I could change which ones that I want to, or just export a small portion of them. But I'm going to go ahead and let it select all, and then let it run. It only takes a few moments, and then I'm done. So let's go ahead and close that out, and let's verify that I've got this Bob Migration Demo .backpack. The next thing I'm going to need to do is upload it to my Azure account. And so I've created inside of a storage, a blob inside of my Hero versus Robot storage container. I've created a container called uploads, and as of now there's no blobs in it. I'm going to use the tool that I introduced in the previous in the previous course called Zudio, Zud.io. I actually subscribe to this now. I'm paying $5 a month, so they didn't give me any freebies or anything like that. I've already hooked up a storage account, so I'm just going to now manage blobs inside of that container. Go to uploads container, and then I'm going to select the upload button, and I'm going to upload individual files, and then I'm going to add files and choose from the documents directory, bobsmigrationdemo.backpack, click open, and start the upload. All right, so upload complete, very good. Now I'm going to go back to the Azure portal, and I'm ready to import data services, SQL database. I'm going to select the import option now, and a little dialog. I can choose where the backpack file is. Just go through my hero versus robot. There we go. Uploads. There we go. And click open. I'm going to leave the name Bob's Migration Demo. I might change some of the performance level and the service tiers and all that kind of stuff. And then I need to choose a server. I'm going to choose, you have to choose one in the same data center as wherever you're uploading it from. So I happen to know that Hero versus Robot storage account is in the East US. So I'm just going to choose this server that starts with the letter J. That's all I need to remember. And then click next. And I'm going to give it a login name and a password for that server. For that database server, and click complete. And now I'm going to keep an eye here on this notification. You can see that it successfully retrieved the blob, it successfully submitted the import request, and now we're just checking the import status. Okay, one key consideration as you're importing, it can take a little bit of time to actually perform the import. Something you need to keep in mind is that the more robust package you purchase for SQL Server, the faster the import will be. Okay, now it looks like it's succeeded. I'm going to go ahead and click OK, and now let's go over, and I don't see it here. Let's refresh. Okay, there we go. Now I see it, Bob's Migration Demo. Let's go to the dashboard and then select Manage. And first thing I'm gonna do is log in. I gotta go through that whole exercise of using my administrator login name, and then the server name. And then I gotta give it the password and then click Login. And it looks like it has the two tables, and it looks like they have the correct row count. Let's just make sure by running a quick query against this. So I'm going to use the same query we used earlier, and we get the same 9 results. Very cool. All right, so again, very simple demonstration because this was a very simple example of a database. And your results might vary depending on how large the database is. Definitely spend some time thinking about and maybe even playing around with this with the database. Do several imports to see where the sticky spots are. That might help. But at any rate, now we can move on to another advanced topic. We'll see you in the next module. Thank you.